When Talisker defaulted on their loan on Prospector Avenue condominiums located next door to Park City Lodging and Freshies, Park City stood to lose 23 affordable studio units. In an effort to prevent that from happening, the city purchased the loan, and within a matter of weeks, the city held the title to the fully rented property by local employees who had qualified to live in the affordable housing. Talisker had originally purchased the building to fulfill some of its affordable housing obligations as part of the Empire Pass development. Park City Community Development Director Anne Laurent says the situation with Prospector Square condos is not ideal.
The city didn't go out and actively pursue taking these. We had a very short window of time, and we had limited information, quite honestly, when we made the decision to say, yeah, you know, we're going to step in and try to do the best we can with an unfortunate situation that everybody was in and these units were in. And so we're trying to make the best of it, but we didn't proactively seek to be in this position. And so we're trying to work with the tenants. And I hope 6 months from now we say, okay, we were able to work it out.
The city used transit funds to purchase the loan, which is why the units will now be rented to city bus drivers. The city met with the residents one-on-one last month and then again last Thursday as a group. It was the second meeting when residents were told they have to vacate the properties before November 1st. Jeff Brunson has lived in Park City for 20 years and in his studio for more than 8 years. He told KPCW the city's idea of help is not what the residents need.
They said this is a transitional plan, but then they finally got down to their idea of transitional is we're going to make you homeless. Not a very good transition for most of us. They are completely unconcerned with the fact that if they kick these people out who are truly people who want and need affordable housing and have qualified in that respect all these years, I think that would be 6 years, their idea is that, well, all you have to do is double your income. It's really simple.
Don't worry.
No, but what they don't understand is that's what they are saying.
Housing development manager Jason Glidden and Laurent say the city is trying to work with the tenants.
All the leases that were currently in place were either month to month or expired. The last one is expiring June 30th of this year.
Yeah, we're not breaking any leases. In fact, we tried very hard to give extra time to beyond what we initially thought. We were trying to work with our schedule on all the different things that have to occur, and we wanted to be as fair as possible. And one of the things about the group meetings, we asked what would help you, and the residents had some really great ideas about wanting lists of different potential other rental units out there, and they've got questions about what if they have kids in school, and we've been helping with that, and they've asked a few other questions we promised we would take back to City Council to see if we can get further assistance.
But Bruningson says currently the residents have nothing to work with.
There are no resources, there's no money, there's no agency, there's no single person who has said, this is the person that'll be your contact, here's the phone numbers, here's an email, here's a website. We're really working hard on the 386 total affordable housing units that we own for rentals of getting you into the other ones like Aspen Villas, Silver Meadows, Parkside, Iron Horse, Holiday Village. They didn't offer to do that. Nothing, zero, zilch. Nada.
Laurent says the city is not in the business of renting to the public, but they are also not in the business of displacing them.
We did not get into this, you know, with the idea that this is the ideal situation. We got in there with the ideal of at least we can help. And I think that's important because usually when you talk about anything about homelessness or Section 8 housing, those are all operated at the state level, at the county level. So it's very unusual for the city government to be in deep as we are into our own affordable housing program. It doesn't mean that everybody gets housing, unfortunately. Our housing needs are way beyond what we could ever build out.
Jorge Carranza lives in the studios and was at Thursday's meeting when Bruningson, who is 64 years old, got emotional.
He straight out looked at their face. He wanted to cry. He told them, you know, you guys putting us in the street. That's a communist, you know, but life goes on. What was
that? Laurent and Glidden say they're building the list of resources the residents requested. In addition, the city will refund security deposits in full with the last month's rent if it was paid. The city is also waiving the 30 days notice of vacating, so when the tenants find something, they can jump on it. Since this is a tenant issue, any meetings between staff and council will be closed to the public. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.